Welcome to A Black Girl's Journey, a show dedicated to highlighting Black women around the world doing big things, from business and entrepreneurship to being a creative and traveler. It is my goal to give you the resources and the motivation that you need to take your journey to the next level. So put on your listening ears and come with an open heart and get ready for a wonderful episode. Welcome to episode 2 of A Black Girl's Journey. I am your host, Evie, of Leisurely Evie. And today's episode, I want to talk about how to really not take things personally, and that the way others treat you is truly a reflection of themselves. And I came across this topic twice in significant ways in my life. One, during my healing phase when I was going through therapy and doing the internal work to really unpack a lot of old belief systems that were imparted on me from the external world, but a lot of the damage that had been done through childhood. And the second time was just today, as I am existing and living and thriving here in Bangkok, Thailand. Yes, I am currently in Asia. And I experienced something that made me feel a way. And it wasn't a good way. It was a sting. And I will go into details about what caused that sting in just a moment. But the important part about experiencing that sting was that I quickly was able to identify that the reason why I experienced the thing that caused the sting to me was due to no fault of my own in a negative way. In fact, it was a result of my greatness and my talents that caused a reaction in someone that felt lesser about themselves in one way or another, that then caused a ricochet of emotions. And it was directed at me. And so I want to get into this a little bit. And I'll start slightly with my healing journey. And in particular, I want to share just about how I learned to deal with ugly feelings when it came to friendships and acquaintances and business and work acquaintances. And as I became an adult and I started discovering life and people outside of my household, you know, the more that I came into contact with people, the more things that I discovered that they knew or they had that I had no clue about. I am the daughter of immigrant parents who came from Haiti. So naturally, there was a lot that they didn't know and we didn't have growing up. And so I would say that I experienced a lot of oblivion growing up because I just simply didn't know a lot of things. I didn't know where to find information on careers, college majors. I didn't know how to buy a house. I didn't know how to purchase a car until after I graduated college. I didn't know how bank accounts work. I really didn't even know how credit cards worked. Although my mother had credit cards, she used a fear-based tactic to get us to never look at a credit card. She cut up all her credit cards and never went and got another one ever until just recently, in as she approaches 60. And so just there was a lot of things that I didn't know. And so growing up through my younger years into preteen, teen years, college, there were some feelings that you naturally have, right? Someone has something nice that you wish you had, and you know, you don't know how to control it. You don't know what the source of why you want it. You just know that everyone else has it and you don't, right? So slowly and surely, excuse the Thai bus honking, but slowly but surely, it breeds a little bit of envy, right? You want it so bad. You wish you had it. And then you start to feel angry that that person has it and you don't have it. And it goes from one person to the next. For every person that has something that you don't, you start to hate them for it. I had experienced it, and I don't think I'd experienced it to the point where I hated them for it, but as I made the effort to unpack why I had certain negative feelings towards certain people in my adulthood, I could recognize when someone was envying myself. I was always taught to not go after things that people wanted. My mother was very adamant about that growing up, but there were some things that I did identify with, like when a guy would like another girl but didn't like me, and I would hate her because I thought she was pretty, when in reality was she was all the things that I wasn't. She was slim. I was always a fat ass child, and even now, like, I struggle with weight gain, but didn't realize that was due to health conditions and also pre-existing conditions that were hereditary, right? So she was slim, right? She had long hair. I had long hair growing up too, but I permed it and it fell out like ice through in the sky, right? She was popular. I was a loner. English wasn't my first language growing up. I was socially awkward. Grew up in a turbulent house with my grandmother fighting and my mother. They didn't get along, right? So I didn't develop social skills because we were severely isolated, going from home to hotel until we finally found our place in life and be able to rent a home for us late in our childhood. So there were all these things that created, I would say, little, I wouldn't say faults, but that was just life, right? And so when a girl had a body and a life and a popularity that I didn't have, I just thought it was, I didn't like her. But it was things that she had that I lacked that caused those nasty feelings, right? And it wasn't until 2020, I want to say, where I started unpacking negative feelings. Like, no one teaches you how to deal with nasty feelings or the feelings that don't feel so nice. And I learned to stop looking at other people as what they have, right? And started recognizing, well, why do I feel a certain way about them, or why certain people feel a way about me? And I never looked at someone, I can honestly say this, I never looked at someone and thought that I wanted what they had in terms of material things. Thankfully, my father was a man who showed us the highest of highs in terms of luxury and money and stuff like that. It wasn't consistent, but I'd experienced it as a child. So no man in the world could ever show me money and car and jewelry and think that that would impress me, because my father and my mother, those were like things that they held in high regard. And they always wanted to make sure we look good, we smell good, and we were jeweled down. That was a staple in our household, even now. And so it wasn't a material thing. It was the social thing. Like, why am I not slim? Why can't I lose weight? Why is she so skinny? Why is she so perfect? It's stuff like that, right? And I learned to unpack that. And I realized that the feelings that I was experiencing wasn't about the other person. It was about what I wish I had, what I lacked. Thank you for listening to this episode this far. But before we let you enjoy the rest of this goodness, just a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode. And I had to go through my brain and say, okay, how do we overcome this? And that required me first identifying what the reality of the problem was. And that was the fact that I was holding someone else responsible for my own physical state, right? And it had nothing to do with the girl and the guy, but everything to do with me and my habits, right? Because to some extent we have control over our habits, right? May not be over our whole situations as youngsters, but I have control over my habits, right? And I also could, you know, learn to be a better person, a better friend, a better social person, you know, be more social. That could help improve, right? And there were other things that kind of hindered me in terms of being able to be social and friendly. You know, there are things that happen in everyone's childhood that you don't realize that you have to first identify, unpack, heal, and then continuously practice habits that will maintain your new developed mindset, right? But I say all that to say, I was able to identify when I was hating on someone because of something that was missing within myself, right? And so as I've moved forward into from 2020, because I want to say 2015 to 2020 was a really crappy year for me mentally, spiritually. I was in a very dark place. And 2020 was a blessing in disguise while everyone was going through horrors, as we all were going through the horrors of the unknown with COVID. God gave me that time to be able to sit me down, and I discovered therapy and learned all the, you know, went to therapy, discovered tools and systems in place to help unpack and really dive deep into what I was feeling. And I was able to identify when I was hating on someone else, I've said that before, for stuff that existed within me that had nothing to do with that person. And so today, I also experienced something that feels similar, where I was hated on, for lack of a better word or term, for something that I had no control over. So I'm in Bangkok and I have a camera. I'm a hobbyist photographer for now. And so I came across a Black-owned, female-owned brand, skincare brand here in Bangkok, and I fell in love with the product. So I was like, you know what? She could use some product photos. I looked on her socials and I was like, I'm going to do some really nice work for her, send it to her. Hopefully she likes it. And I would love for her to post it to get feedback. So I did it the first time and she loved it. And so she offered to send me a promotional product. I had paid for the first product that I bought because I was like, whoa, this smells great. And I was like, as a thank you, I'm going to give some photos and some videos that she can utilize, you know, pro bono. I wasn't expecting anything other than for her to just share the photos. And so she sends me the product pro bono. And I already knew, although it wasn't expressed, that she liked the photos enough that she wanted some more for this product. I was like, no problem. Tried the product, fell in love with it. I was like, oh, girl, I got you. In my head, of course. And so I did the photos and I went above and beyond because I'm like, yo, this girl got some bomb ass products. And I was just like floored at the quality. Like generally when you think of small mom and pop, you know, home business, you think, you know, people are just trying stuff together. But no, this stuff is A1. Like I told her, and I will tell anyone who asks me about this brand, baby, go get you every piece of item in her line, because at this point we're 2 for 2. I'm sure everything else will be freaking phenomenal. So I sent her over the photos, and I did 3 videos. I put the works in for what I know how to do. And she's like, great, I'm gonna send them to my social media team so we can get them, whatever. And then maybe a few hours later, I get and here's the source of the zing that I experienced today. I get a message from her, and essentially she's saying that she spoke to her team and she doesn't want to disrespect them and she doesn't want to overshadow their work by sharing photos from another person onto the page, and she doesn't want to disrespect the time that they've put in on her socials. And I was caught aback by that, and I was like listening to her, and obviously it's no pressure to her because she loved my work enough to send me a free promotional product after I had paid for the first one. You dig? So I knew she already loved my photos, but when I got that message from her, what I took from it was that her team felt a way about the quality of my work, which was superb. I'm gonna toot my horn here. It was thebomb.com, and didn't want to commingle that and give credit to the photographer that did the work, which does not reflect or does not complement or mirror the work that's there that they've done thus far for her page. And I was like, okay, so that's not a me problem. That's a them problem, right? So I could feel the old version of myself wanting to, you know, retaliate, in the sense that I wanted to be like, well, someone's salty, like, which we know that that's what this is. But ultimately, I did not have to, because one, my goal was not to overstep my boundaries. My goal was only to give gifts of quality work that they can utilize, which I think they could utilize, and then to get the credit just to build a portfolio. It was not by any means trying to take anyone's job, because quite frankly, in Bangkok, the salaries aren't high. I don't care who you are. And that's just the reality of being here. You either come with money or you're dead broke living check to check, honestly. And so I was able to quickly recognize and quickly deflect that negativity and not succumb to it, because I was able to recognize that the feelings that that were communicated to me were not about me, but were about the insecurities of the people who saw my work and saw the quality and did not feel comfortable with sharing it, which is fine. I personally took that as an opportunity to be able to collaborate. Like, I think that for any person in any field, if you see someone who is quality work, whether they're a dancer, a doctor, a mechanic, a coder, a photographer, a painter, a sculptor, I think that would be an opportunity to collaborate, to learn from another person, to up your game, right? So instead of one good person, you have a community of good people. And just because you have you have improved your skill doesn't mean you're going to create the same type of art, right? It just means that you have now a greater arsenal to go out and continue and further your style for what you see in your mind's eye. I say all that to say, like I said, not everything that comes from everyone has anything to do with you. The way people treat you does not have anything to do with you. 99.9% of the time, the way they act with you and treat you guaranteed has everything to do with how they feel about themselves. And as a person who's lived this, as we all have, and as a person who now can identify when I'm experiencing ugly feelings that are causing me to react a certain way towards a certain person, I can 1000% identify this situation that I experienced today as one of those moments where someone else was feeling negatively about their quality of work that they chose to reflect that negativity or the sour feeling that they were feeling about themselves and their work and their experience to me. But I rebuke that, I refuse that, I deflect that, because I know that my work is quality. I know that no matter where I go, what I do, how I do it, that it will always be of quality. And I will never hate on another person who does great work because, or has great things, a great body, a great car, a great business, a great network, because anyone who is great and their cup is overflowing, that means that if I am humble enough to respect them in their greatness, that I will be in the wake of their overflow and I will be blessed because I wasn't so caught up in my emotions and the negativity that I feel that I kept myself from associating with people like that. So I hope that this was a great story time for you. And I pray that anyone who hears this to do the work, that you're able to access therapy. I used BetterHelp for my therapy sessions. I did have to go through a couple of therapists before I found one that I liked. And, you know, it started the wheel that led me down the path to healing all kinds of stuff, you know, mental problems, chemical imbalances. We're talking mother-daughter traumas, life, like all kinds of stuff that I've been grateful. I can praise the heavens, infinite spirit, God, all of the ancestors, everyone above who led me down this path to healing. Because if it wasn't for therapy, I would not be the person that I am today, to where I can say I don't hold no grudge against that photographer or that team, because they have to unpack that. And as much as if I were to confront them today, they would kind of probably deny it. But there's no way that that had anything to do with me. And so I pray that you all are able to access therapy. BetterHelp isn't expensive. I also use Cerebral because at one point I did need to get on some medication. Ain't no shame in my game. And that has worked wonders for me. Get therapy if you need to. Get on medication and start the work to be a better person. Because as a Capricorn, hardcore Capricorn, I have Capricorn placements.
in 6 houses in my chart. So I'm starch cappy. And I can tell you that therapy has changed my life. It opened the door to so many great things. And like the healing is like healing. The term itself sounds so cliche and so umbrella, like everyone's throwing it around. But when you get to the point where you feel like you've remedied whole, like you were once Swiss cheese and you filled those holes up, they may not be like brand new, but you've developed the skills needed to maintain your mental health, and you've gained the tools to spring back when you feel yourself slipping. It changes the game for you. You approach life with a brand new set of eyes, spiritual eyes, mental eyes, emotional eyes, and you are able to really navigate life like a brand new person. And so thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you on the next one. Peace, love, and good vibes always.